Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Roger Dedler, the founder and CEO of Frontify, a cloud-based software that's the living core for brand guidelines, asset libraries, and projects where teams from brand to development and everyone in between can iterate, collaborate, activate, and share brand experiences across the company and beyond. Mr. Dedler, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time and for coming out today. And I understand you have some big funding news to share with us, a $22.3 million Series B. What can you share about the investors, EQT Ventures, what this means for Frontify, and plans on how you'll be using the funding? Let's start there today.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, super excited. I mean, it has been quite a process to get here, and I think it's pretty special for a Swiss company like ours to get to that level. And actually, you know, for us, it was always important to find a new partner that is a good fit with us, so kind of shares the same values. And EQT Ventures is a pretty new fund out of Stockholm, and specifically with Ted Persson, who is the partner who would join the board. He's specifically an expert in the field of branding, product, and design, and therefore adds like this missing piece to our kind of lineup of board members and advisors. And yeah, we're really looking forward to partner with them. So it's really exciting because they are kind of a global player, and you know, it's a cool team of former entrepreneurs, and therefore I think it will be exciting to work with them.
Also, Mr. Dedler, if you would, share with us how you will be using the funding as well.
Yeah, so we plan to do a few things. So first of all, we just opened up the New York office, and therefore we want to enter the U.S. market even more. So actually, we're quite present already. We have a pretty decent number of large clients in the U.S. already, but actually we're just tipping the iceberg. So it's not just getting started. And I think to get a little bit more awareness of Frontify in the U.S., we need to really double down on our investments in marketing. We need to bring our brand, our own brand, to the next level. We need to invest into product innovation. So we do a lot of research in the field of branding, brand identities, and everything around that. And all of this will obviously cost a little bit of money. And in that specific market, it's important to be kind of first at the clients. So this is why we need this money to move to the next stage.
Certainly sounds pretty exciting. And again, congratulations on this news and the funding that you received. Now, Frontify provides a brand management software. If you don't mind, explain what brand management is exactly and how does it impact business value?
Yeah, good question. You know, brand management for us, it's important that we define this as kind of a new category. What most people know is digital asset management. So there is a huge number of providers in the market that provide you with something that allows you to manage your images, like have an image or an asset bank that where you put in logos and images and like everything. But we think that's just a little bit too less from what you need as a modern company to manage your brand. So we think the brand is such a valuable piece of a company that it just needs a bit more attention, and it needs a holistic solution that not only covers just an asset bank, but also has a single source of truth for all the brand guidelines so that people can actually know how to apply the brand in their daily operations. And this goes to all employees. It's not only the marketing department or branding, but actually all the employees. So this means we're bringing in things like collaboration tools, we're bringing brand guidelines, we're bringing image libraries or icon libraries or templating. So it's a huge range of product modules that we offer that allow you to do really proper holistic brand management that actually ensures consistency on a global level.
Also of interest, where was the idea for Frontify born, and what does building a SaaS company in St. Gallen, Switzerland look like?
Yeah, so actually, you know, it's not, St. Gallen is not really known for being like a startup hub. It's a city of 80K people, so it's rather small. Actually, I started off as a developer and a designer, so I'm pretty hands-on guy. And I worked for an agency, like a large digital agency. And basically out of this kind of collaboration with clients, with designers, with technical people and business people, I saw kind of the need of something that solves this interconnection and also kind of covers what actually matters. So the brand identity that's behind. And out of this, I kind of created the first prototypes of what eventually became Frontify. But actually, I must say the real interesting pivot then happened a bit later, like a few years later, when we talked to some clients, and they actually asked us for more comprehensive guideline functionality. So imagine there is companies that have hundreds of pages of PDFs, like Lufthansa, or so for all the planes and in the airport and everywhere. So you need guidelines, and that kind of motivated us to build the first really comprehensive solution for brand guidelines. And we're still kind of the leader in that space. And it's kind of still unmatched of what the product offers today.
And that certainly does say a lot right there. Today we're joined by Roger Dudler, the founder and CEO of Frontify, a cloud-based software that's the living core for brand guidelines, asset libraries, and projects here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you've got an office in New York as well. How does this fit into the big picture?
Yeah, for us, it has been a huge step to actually have a local presence in the U.S., specifically also because it's still like a different culture, and we have to understand actually what's important for our clients on a local level. And that's why we decided to actually be present as well with an office. And we have now around 10 people there, and we plan to really extend that massively over the next years. And it's important just from a time zone difference, but also from a cultural perspective, just to be local, to be close, so we can fly over or just visit locally in the city. So that has been a crucial piece of our success, that we are really human, we are close. We want to be in front of the people, and we want to feel that connection and actually be very, very close to be a partner on a journey, and not just this very anonymous vendor that just asks for a lot of money and then, you know, and then lets you go with the product. We really want to guide you and be a partner on a journey and make your brand stronger.
Also, Roger, another question for you. What does the future of Frontify and the category look like, and what's next? Anything we should be aware of?
Yeah, so currently I think we cover a lot on how you actually enable people to work with the brand. So we can actually make sure that all the people in an organization know where to find the brand resources, everything that they need to understand how to apply the brand. So that's great. But I think the next step goes into the direction of automation, being more smart. So to really make sure that your brand is applied in a consistent way, but without so much manual effort. That means we want to make sure that you understand performance of your assets. We want to make sure that you will have something at hand all the time, which allows you to create branded content. And all of this is something that we want to cover with smart solutions that are deeply integrated under each other. So we think that will become like one of the most critical business tools out there, and will be a necessity for all companies that feel that their brand should be strong.
Mr. Dudler, really appreciate your joining us on behalf of Frontify today and for what you're doing in the space. And again, congratulations on the success you've seen so far. In conclusion, and of course, we have a lot of entrepreneurs tuning in from around the world, and we'd love to tap into your expertise. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea like you had who doesn't know what to do next? How would you advise folks in the right direction?
Yeah, I would definitely highlight culture as one of the most important pieces. So make sure that from the beginning, by hiring the first people, you make sure that you share the same values. And throughout the journey, by growing, even if you have a lot of money, make sure that you just don't like hire like crazy, but make sure that all the people that you bring on board are sharing the same values. So it's an authentic company in the end. That's what clients appreciate. And it's also something that's very healthy and sustainable.
And we certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks. And of course, if listeners wanted to get more information on Frontify or to be in contact in some way, where's the best place online to get further information and to be in touch?
Yeah, just head over to frontify.com. You can either use a free trial or use a free offering. You can also do enterprise requests to find out more about more kind of bigger solutions that will cover your needs as a larger organization. So I think we got you covered on the website, so feel free to have a look.
Certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Dudler, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Roger Dudler, the founder and CEO of Frontify, a cloud-based software that's the living core for brand guidelines, asset libraries, and projects, where teams from brand to development and everyone in between can iterate, collaborate, activate, and share brand experiences across the company and beyond. And for all the details, visit frontify.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.